各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
你们半年没有看见我了。
You haven't seen me for about 6 months.
很高兴，很高兴回到母会来。
I'm very happy to come back to my mother church.
可是，在这么精彩的你小朋友的表演之后，无以为继啊。
It's hard to start something exciting after the beautiful performance of the children.
我没想到他们半年把这手中练出来了，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，咚一下去，真好看。
I didn't expect the children to be so smart. They actually learned how to use handbells in less than 6 months.
我今天主要来和大家分享一些神的话语。
The purpose I'm here today is to share God's words with you.
我们来读两段圣经，第一段在创世纪第四章一到十二节，二十五节到二十六节。
We're going to read about two paragraphs of from the scripture. The first part is from Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 to 12. And the second part is Genesis chapter 4, verse 25 to verse 26.
我觉得神的话语还是好好的念一下。从第一节我们念到十二节，请弟兄们念单数节，姐妹们念双数节，我们起应的方式把它念完。
I think it's worth it to read God's word word by word, and would the brothers read the odd verses and the sisters read the even verses?
对不起，那些读英文的人就请你自己再跟着我们去念啊。
If you're English, if you speak English, would you read it silent in your heart?
我们来念第一节，请弟兄们一起来念。有一日，那人和妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说：耶和华使我得了一个男子。
那不，我是牧羊的，该隐是种地。
第三节，有一日，该隐拿田里的出产为供物献给耶和华。
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的子献上。看中亚伯和他的供物，
只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
耶和华对该隐说：“
你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色
呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。”耶和华对该隐说：你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说：我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？
耶和华说：你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地向我哀告。
地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血，现在你必从这里。我们来一起念十二节，一起来。你种地，我们再跳到二十五节、二十六节。
Let's go to verse 25 to 26 of chapter 4.
既然只有两节，我们一起来念好不好？同声来念：亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特，意思说神令我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以挪士。那时候人才求告耶和华的名。好吧，我们还要看一节一段在圣经的后面，在约翰一书第三章。
Let's also go to the back of a Bible, First John.
Chapter 3, verse 11 to 12.
我们来念
这个，一起来念，到请大家翻到约翰一书第三章第十一节。到十二节也是讲的该隐的啊。
First John chapter 3 verse 11 to 12 also talks about Cain.
我们要讲十一节，我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令，不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，叫他的兄弟，为什么杀了他的 因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你预备了这样美好的地方，让我们能够敬拜你。
You prepare such a beautiful place for us, so we can come to you in worship.
主，虽然我们在这个地方可以看见我们的朋友，也可以在这个地方有很好的这个交谊的活动。
That we are going to see our good friends over here, and we have social activities here.
但是我们主要的主啊，我们能够在这里敬拜你。
But the main thing that we are here today is to come before you and worship you.
就像今天这个以挪事以后，人才开始求告耶和华的名，才能够赞美他、祷告他。
Just like we have read in the verses that in the time of Enosh, that people started calling on the name of the Lord and praise him and pray to him and give thanks to him.
感谢主，以挪事是第一个去这样的敬拜的，但是我们现在在这里面。有安安静静在你面前能够敬拜你。
Thank you, Lord, that Enosh it was the first one to start his practice of worshiping you and give thanks to you. And today we are able to do this quietly in our heart, worshiping you.
主，在这个世界到处动荡不安，但是你告诉我们，在你里面有平安。
Lord, in this world there is unrest and turmoil everywhere. But Lord, you told us in the Bible that in you we'll find rest.
但愿我们今天安静在你面前，从你的话语里面找到一条平安之路。
Lord, may we rest quietly before you today, and out of your word, Lord, may we find a way that leads to peace.
你既说过，你就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着你，没有人能够到天父那里去。
Lord, you said you are the way, to the truth, and then the life, and without coming to you, nobody can go to the Father.
感谢主，你是唯一的通天之路。
Lord, thank you that you prepared for us the only way that goes to heaven.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救。
Because salvation is found in no other name.
但愿我们安静在你面前。
May we rest quietly before you.
学习你的话语。
To learn, study your word.
然后遵行在我们的生活之中。
And to be able to abide by it and obey it in our life.
这样祷告祈求感谢，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray, we give you praises, thanksgiving, and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我今天来给各位讲一个该隐该隐的道路。
Today, the topic of my message is Cain, Cain's way.
该隐在圣经中出现的地方并不多。
The name Cain was not mentioned much in the Bible.
刚刚我们已经念过两段。
The verses that we have just read.
讲到该隐是人类这个第一个谋杀案的凶手。
It talked about how, a detail about the first murder in the human history, and how Cain was the first murderer.
这是第一个。发生在人类的第一个家庭中，哥哥杀了弟弟，这样的一个悲剧。
This is the first tragedy, the human tragedy that happened in the humankind, within the family between the brothers. Now the brothers, the elder brother killed the younger brother.
然而，我们从这个悲剧的发生的演变，我们可以学到一些功课。
From the occurrence of this tragedy and how it evolves.We can learn some lessons.
提醒我们在这么多年之后，人类今天的社会之中，仍然看见该隐的罪在人类中常常的发生。
It reminds us how, after even so many years, the sin that Cain committed is still being played out in the world, in the people amongst us.
该隐的道路仍然许多人还是在走。
Many, many people are still walking in the way of Cain.
所以我们讲了这篇道以后，我希望能够大家汲取这个教训，不要再走这个该隐的道路。
So hopefully after the message I gave today, that people would be able to heed the warnings from this story and not to follow the steps of Cain.
其实我想讲的不是只是讲该隐的道路而已。
Actually, the message today does not only target at the Cain's way.
我要讲的是神的道路。
I'm also going to talk about God's way.
从人的道路怎么样走到神的道路？
How can you go from the way of the flesh to way of God?
也像我们一样的，我们刚到这个世上只会走人的道路，慢慢慢慢的，你就学着接受主耶稣基督，把神的话语带到你心中，神的生命在你心中，你慢慢你学会走神的道路。
It's just like with us human beings that when we came to this world, we follow the steps of man. And gradually, when we grow, we take the words of the Lord Jesus Christ into our heart, and we start to learn and to take the step of God, the way of God.
人常常喜欢和人家比较，看看别人的东西，心里面心存不高兴、不安。
People like to compare with other people to see if there's anything that others have that they don't have, and they usually lack peace when the comparison starts.
这个哥哥该隐看到弟弟被神所喜爱的时候，心里很嫉妒。
Cain, when he saw that his younger brother Abel, when God looked on Abel with favor and his offering with favor, he was filled with jealousy.
嫉妒以后就恨，恨以后就凶暴的事情发生。
After the jealousy comes, came the hatred, and after the hatred, there was a murderous desire.
不是这么简单，所以今天我稍微做一点分析，让大家看到整个故事后面是怎么样的一回事。
I'm just going to do a brief analysis behind the stories we're going to share with you today.
主要的还是要大家看到，最后还是要走神的道路，讨神的喜悦才对。
But the main purpose for this message is I want you to see that ultimately it is walking in God's way, it is doing the things that pleases God, that is what matters in our lives.
这个悲剧的发生，创世纪第四章就很清楚的描写，因为该隐和亚伯这两个弟兄都想献给一个供物，讨神的喜悦。
If you read chapter 4 of the book Genesis,It detailed this incident, this tragedy. It starts with brothers Cain and Abel. When both Cain and Abel wanted to present their offering before God to please God.
结果神对他们俩献上的供物的反应完全不一样。
But God responded differently towards the offerings of these two brothers.
我来念一下《创世纪》四章三到五节。有一日。该隐拿田里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将羊群中头生的羊和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Let's read Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord.And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. Verse 5, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast.
圣经学者认为该隐所献上的动物故事头生的羔羊预表主耶稣基督。
The Bible scholars believe that what Abel offered,was the firstborn of the lamb.
神说，在圣经里面说，看了神的羔羊，他是除去世人罪孽的。
It symbolizes the Lord Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the lamb, because the Bible says, look, this is the lamb that takes away the sins of the world.
所以该亚伯他很体贴神的心意，所以他的祭物自然讨了神的喜悦。
So Abel knew God's desire, what's on God's heart,And he did it God's way. Therefore, naturally, his offering pleases God.
而该隐献上的是田里出产的五谷、蔬菜、瓜果，这是他最方便得到的东西。
But what Cain brought as an offering before God, was the grain, the vegetable, and then the fruit that's from the soil, which is easily accessible to him.
他懵懵懂懂的不去体贴神的心意，一味用自己的方便和自己的方法去献祭。
He was not very clear about God's desire and God's heart, so he presented the offering his way and out of his convenience.
这个随便的态度就决定了神看不中该隐这个人，连带他的祭物也看不上了。
The casualness of Cain and of the king's attitude is one of the reasons that God did not look with favor on Cain and his offering.
各位弟兄姊妹，想想看，当你要送一个礼物给人的时候，这个人如果是个尊贵的人，是不是你心要先揣摩一下他喜不喜欢这个礼物，这个礼物合不合适啊？
Brothers and sisters, think about this before you give a gift or purchase a gift for somebody, especially if this somebody is very special or a very important in your life. Would you think first, would he like the gift or is this appropriate for the person I'm giving?
我相信该隐根本没有做这个考量就献祭给神了。
I don't think Cain gave any thought to all these considerations. And casually presented offering to God.
所以后来在希伯来书里面十一章第四节讲到这件事，他说亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此变得了称义的见证，就是神指着他的礼物所做的见证。他虽然死了，却因信仍旧说话。
Therefore, if you read on in the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, by faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he's dead.
圣经在这地方称赞亚伯有称义的见证，称赞他因着信献给神，所以他走的是信心的道路，他讨神的喜悦。
In the Bible, over here the verses they commended Abel, for his righteousness because he had righteous, witness and testimony. Also, he had faith when he presented offering to God, and he walked the road of faith. Therefore, he pleased God.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们又回到这个问题，今天在神面前。他看重的是我们的信心。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn back to this question. What God values and what God looks at is the heart of ours.
他看重的是我们称义的见证。
He values our faith, he values our righteousness, the righteous testimony.
其实神真正看重的是亚伯的内心。
Actually, what God looks at is Abel's heart.
他的礼物是次要的这件事情。
The gifts and offering comes second or secondary.
虽然有些圣经学者把这个题目做大做文章，说一个是献的是羊，一个献的是蔬菜水果。
Although some of the Bible scholars they kind of made a big deal out of the fact that the offering differs in the fact of the nature of the offering.One of the offering is lamb, the other offering is fruit, which is vegetable.
其实圣经讲得很清楚，他说耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只不是不看中该隐和他的供物。你看，他把看中亚伯放在前面，那个是真正主要的原因，他的供物就是次要的原因。
But if you read the Bible verses carefully, you find that what the Bible says is God looked with favor.On Abel and his offering, but not with favor on Cain and his offering. So the fact that he put Abel before offering and then Cain before offering, that means God looks at the heart, but not the nature, the heart of the person, but not the nature of the offering.
各位，你们想想看，假如你的孩子说：“妈妈，你生日到了，我要给你一个礼物。”
Think about it, brothers and sisters. If you are a mom.And your child says, Mom, your birthday is coming up. I'm going to give you a gift.
你说你要给我什么礼物啊?
You ask your child, what gift are you going to give to me?
她也没有什么钱买什么很好的礼物。
She doesn't have a lot of money to buy very expensive gifts.
其实礼物不重要,你的孩子的心意更重要,对不对?
Actually, what's secondary or not as important is not a gift, but your child's heart.
你看重的是你的孩子对你的一片爱心。
What you value most is the love that your child has for you.
你们都很多人认得我的女儿 Rebecca.
Many of you know my daughter Rebecca.
大概 Alex 更有名一点。
her husband Alex is actually more better known.
我有一张 Rebecca 给我的圣诞birthday card.
I still kept one of the birthday cards that Rebecca gave me.
Rebecca 在她五岁的时候说：“爸爸，你生日到了，我要给你一张生日卡。”
When Rebecca was 5 years old, she wrote on the card saying, "Dad, your birthday is coming up. I want to give you a birthday card."
这张卡片我已经存了30年了，变黄了。
I've kept this card for more than 30 years, and it's almost.
哎呀，我把她名字的年龄告诉你。
I have revealed her age accidentally.
结果她给我夸，她给我的卡片她自己做的。
The card, the birthday card that she gave me was a handmade.
她画了一些东西，我说这是谁啊？
She drew some pictures on it and asked her, what are these drawings that you drew?
她说这是爸爸，这是你，这是妈妈，这是妈妈。
She said, Dad, this is you and this is mom.
我说这我长不像啊。她画了一个年轻人，头发都直的，我从来没长过。
Yeah, I said, I don't, this,
spikes.
Yeah, it doesn't look like me because she drew a picture of a young man with a spiky hair.
Oh, 妈，我太太头发好长，我太太也没这么长头发。
And my wife with very long hair, and actually my wife doesn't have that long hair.
然后她写的 Happy Birthday, 她 birthday 五岁的时候写不出来 Happy B-Day.
Yeah, she tried to say Happy Birthday, but because she was very young, she couldn't spell the word.She said, "Happy B Day."
Oh, 我好喜欢这张 B Day 的卡。
I really like this birthday card.
啊，第一张收的。
That's the first birthday card.
我还留着你。
I still kept it.
我刚刚讲留了30年。
I said I kept it for 30 years.
啊，前一阵子我说 Bethany 是我们女儿的女儿啊，孙女儿外孙女儿说 Bethany， 你来看看这个画的好不好啊？
Just a while ago, I took this card out and then showed it to my granddaughter Bethany.
她已经快九岁了。
I asked her, "Do you think the person did a good job drawing the card?"
我说你这个画的好不好啊
？My granddaughter is almost 9 years old.
这画好 lousy 啊，不好看。
She said it's a lousy painting. I don't like it.
我说这是你妈妈画的。
I said, "Your mom drew it."
我妈妈画的。
Did my mom make it?
哦，那画的好漂亮。
Then she did a really good job.
她马上 change 她的画了，你看看，真是太调皮了。
Yeah, she just changed her remarks because knowing that her mom made it.
妈妈做的多好的。
Because everything that comes from mom is good.
她本来说很不画了，很 lousy 啊，不好。可是说是妈妈画，好做，很漂亮。
She didn't really like the card because, but once she knew that her mom made it, she liked it a lot.
女儿画的都好的。
Whatever comes from daughter is the best.
你心对神好，神就悦纳你，悦纳你的供物。
It depends on your heart. If you have the heart for God, God will be pleased with you. God will look at you with favor.
我再讲一遍，你如果有一个信心，满满信心，你忠心耿耿的对神的话，神悦纳你，也悦纳你的供物。
If you have faith, a strong faith for God, and you just treat God with all your heart, and God will be pleased and will look with favor on you and your offerings.
在圣经的原则里面，最高的原则就是信心。
Amongst many biblical principles, none is higher than the principle of faith.
信心是一个人属灵生命中最重要的一个东西。
Faith is the most important thing in the spiritual life of a believer.
圣经说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神才行，他赏赐他信他的人。
The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. One must approach the throne, God's throne, with faith, and God will reward those who come to him with faith.
没有信心我们就不能够亲近神。
Without faith, it's hard for us to draw close to God.
没有信心我们就得不到救恩。
Without faith, it's impossible for us to get salvation.
也不可能有属灵的生命。
And it's impossible to us to live a spiritual life.
让我们来看看，当该隐的供物被神看不中而拒绝时候的反应怎么样。
Let's look at the reaction, the response of Cain, when God did not look with favor on Cain and his offering.
创世纪四章第五节，他说该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
If you read the second half of verse 5 of Genesis chapter 4, you'll see that Cain was very angry and his face was downcast.
他居然在神的面前居然大大的发怒。
He had the audacity to just be very angry before God.
居然变了脸色。
And he was daring enough to have a downcast face.
他的怒气现在他脸上居然给神啊，不给神脸色好看。
So the anger of his heart is revealed in his face, and he did not give God a happy face.
我认为神拒绝他的礼物是有理由的。
I think God has his reasons in rejecting Cain's offering.
神对他的拒绝是一个警告。
God's rejection of Cain's offering serves as a warning to Cain.
希望他能够悔改。
Hoping that he would be able to repent,
回到信心的道路上
to come back to the faith,
不要再走肉体的属人的道路
and not to continue to walk in the way of the flesh.
但是事实刚好相反，他大大的发怒，就变了脸色。
But on the contrary, Cain's response was he was very angry and his face was downcast,
显出他的坏脾气和他的真性情
revealing his true human nature and his temperament.
这不是罪上加罪吗？
Isn't this that Cain committing sin after sin?
下面在这个第六节第七节，耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳呢？你若行得不好，罪就伏在你的门前，他必列目里，你却要制服他。”
If you read on to verse 6-7 of Genesis chapter 4, the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry?Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will not be accepted. But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it.
这在圣经中第一次提到罪这个字。
This is the first time that sin was mentioned in the Bible.
这是一个很生动的描写。
This is a very lively or very vivid description.
罪好像一只猛兽，不管狮子和老虎。他很凶恶的、狂野的，他躲在你的门口。
Sin is almost like a ferocious animal, be it a tiger or a lion. It is ferocious, it's wild, and it is crouching at your door.
你他一不小心，他会扑到你身上，咬死你，吃掉你一样。
And if you are not careful, it's going to just come upon you and devour you like tiger devour a human being.
可是保罗。他在罗马书第七章讲罪讲得更生动，更入骨三分。
But you will see a more vivid description of what sin does to a person, in the description by Paul in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 7 verse 18 to 20.
那里面有没有写？有了啊。那么我来念一下。他说罗马书第七章十八到二十节，我也知道在我里头就是在我的肉体之中没有良善，因为立志由为善由的我，只是行出来由不得我，故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
Romans chapter 7 verse 18 to 24, I know that good itself does not dwell in meThat is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it.
在这一章中，保罗讲得很清楚，他的内心有个交战。
Paul described very clearly in this chapter about her inner struggle.
他说他里面有个属肉体犯罪的律。
He said there is a law, the law of sin or the law of flesh that's in him.
还有那个属神想要为善的律在他里面交战。
And there's another law, which is the law of good or the law of goodness, of law of God and law of goodness,That's both of these laws are waging wars inside of him.
在里面打得一塌糊涂。
And just they're having a high time fighting with each other.
各位弟兄，我要停一下。
I'm going to pause here.
其实我们中间，我们里面也有常常里面的两个律在交战。
Actually, in our lives, that inside of us, that there are always also laws that are waging war against each other.
我不是说你们啊，是包括我啊，我也是一样的。
I'm not just talking about you only. I'm including myself as well.
我常常心里面有个想为善、想跟神走的一条路，这个律在我里面和那个肉体犯罪的律在交战。
Very often inside of myself, that I found there is a law that wants inside of me that wants to do good, to follow God, and then there is another law that's inside of me that wants to sin, wants to deviate from God.
两个礼拜之前，我在 Las Vegas 一个中国基督徒礼拜堂里面讲道。
Two weeks ago, I was preaching at a Chinese Christian church in Las Vegas.
完了之后，有个弟兄说我啊。牧师啊，我可不可以跟你两个谈一谈
？After the service, a brother came up to me saying, "Can I talk to you, Pastor?"
他告诉我，他把他的房子一个赌掉了，两个赌掉了，第三个想他把去偷偷的把那个地契要偷出来，他太太藏在这个不知道藏到什么地方去。他告诉我这怎么办
？He was having a hard time because he was addicted to gambling.So he lost his first house and he lost his second house. And he's just very much troubled of how to sell his third house.
难道叫一个牧师教你怎么样去的太太你把这个地契偷出来吗
?Do you want, I don't know what he was aiming at. Do you want the pastor to help you to sell the third house?
我们花了20分钟在一起祷告。
We spent about 20 minutes praying over this matter.
求神把身上的毒鬼拉走。
We pray that God would take away the evil spirit in this person.
不是要叫他的太太把他的那个地契交出来。
The solution is not to persuade or negotiate with the wife to sell the third house.
我说你什么时候开始喜欢赌啊？
I asked him, since when did you start gambling?
我16岁的时候就在山东就开始赌了。
He said, I started gambling when I was 16 years old in 山东。
我现在你几岁啊
？And how old are you now?
46岁。
I'm 46 this year.
30年还浸淫在这个赌里面，做赌鬼把他抓住。
He was under the bondage of gambling for almost 30 years.
我跟他念这段圣经，他说：“牧师，我都知道，我知道，我心里面天天在打仗。”
This is the verses. These are the verses I read to him. The Romans chapter 7, verse 18 to 20. And he told me he knew all these verses, and he knew there is a war that's being waged daily inside of him.
可惜老师那个犯罪里打胜。
But
神的律老师输败。
Fortunately, the law of the flesh or the law of the evil.Always is victorious over the law of God.
我们就在里面做认罪悔改的祷告。
I took him and then we prayed for repentance and we prayed for God's forgiveness.
求神的灵进到他的心中帮助他。
We prayed for God's spirit to come inside of him to help him.
我说你靠你自己不行啊，靠你自己不行啊。
I said you cannot do this on your own.
你要靠神来帮助你。去帮助你战胜这些罪恶。
I said you have to ask God's help to be victorious over these evil things.
你们看保罗怎么做
？Look at what Paul did.
保罗在七章罗马书七章二十四节，几乎他要喊叫说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢
？”If you read on to Romans chapter 7, verse 24. Paul was so agonized to the extent that he cried out to the Lord. He said, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?"
就像那个人说，我真是苦啊！我第一个房子输掉了，第二个房子输掉了，第三个房子我还想去翻本。他老是讲翻本。
Just like that gambler who mentioned that how pitiful, miserable he is. He lost the first house and second house, and he wants to just gamble to get enough money to make sure he profit in the end.
各位弟兄姊妹，还好他没有把罪的交战保罗写到二十四节为止。
Brothers and sisters, aren't we glad that Paul did not stop at verse 24?
他在接下去二十五节说：“感谢神， 靠着什么？靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能够脱离这个罪了。
And he went on in saying in verse 25 of chapter 7 of Romans, Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我再说一遍，让我们靠着主耶稣基督，我们就能够脱离罪，脱离罪的捆绑和罪，脱离罪的引诱。
Let me state it once again that it is through Jesus Christ our Lord we can be delivered from the bondage of the sin and bondage of the temptation of the sin.
这是保罗的经验。
This is the experience of Paul.
这是历代历世历代许许多多的圣徒的经验。
And this is also the experiences of many, many believers over the generations.
我也是一样啊，如果我受了引诱的时候，我就是求神保守。让我能够脱离这个罪的引诱，罪的捆绑啊。
The same is with me. Whenever I'm tempted, to sin, I will ask, for God's help that He will deliver me from the temptation, the bondage.
保罗说：“我靠着主耶稣基督，我不但能够得胜，而且能够得胜有余。”四个字。
Paul said, through Jesus Christ our Lord.I not only am victorious over the evil, I can be more than conquerors, more than conquerors.
让我再读再思想下去，当那个罪一旦进到该隐里面，它发展得很快。
Let us read on and continue thinking about it. When sin started entering Cain, the sin started spreading rapidly.
该隐的心中就产出嫉妒、说谎。恨恶人，甚至凶暴，想杀人。
What came to Cain, was jealousy and lying, and also hatred, and even a murderous desire.
我又停到这儿。
I'm going to stop here again.
很多时候，我们给人家比较，心里面很不舒服，很不高兴。
Oftentimes in our lives, the reason we are upset or depressed is because we compare. With other people,
觉得不满意
we're not satisfied with ourselves.
觉得嫉妒不高兴
we're jealous, we envy, and we're not happy.
然后说谎，恨恶人，凶暴，甚至我们想杀了这个人
And that leads to lies, and that leads to hatred, and even to the extent that we want to kill that person.
你看，该隐看到神接纳了他弟兄亚弟弟弟亚伯的供物，不接纳他的供物，就心中充满仇恨。
Look at here, when Cain saw that God looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but not with favor on Cain and his offering, he was filled with jealousy and hatred.
他就恨不得设法杀了这个他的弟弟亚伯。
He wanted to think of a way to just get rid of Abel.
这个时候无可回忆，这个圣经说到亚伯的行为是义的，而该隐的行为，那个是邪恶的一面就显现出来了。
If you read in the Bible mentioned that, what Abel did was righteous. Abel was a righteous man, and what Cain did was evil.
你看亚伯一个敬虔的生活，又刺激了这个该隐这个人。
The fact that Abel led a godly or righteous life provoked, Cain.
圣经在，提摩太后书。三章十二节说：“凡立志在耶稣基督为敬虔度日的，都要受到逼迫。”
In the Bible, it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12 that in fact everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
你们有没有曾因为你敬虔的信耶稣而受到一个莫名其妙的逼迫
？Has it ever happened to you in your life?That you wanted to live a godly or righteous life, and because of this, you are persecuted by others.
圣经在创世纪四章八节再读下去，该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐就起来打他，就是攻击他，他的弟兄把他杀了。
If you read on to Genesis chapter 4 verse 8, now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field."And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him.
我们不知道该隐和他的兄弟亚伯说什么话，没有圣经没有记载。
There was no record of what Cain actually said to Abel.
但是我推测他有杀他弟弟的 的意图，因为他故意的要他单独的说话，而且去了一个田间，田间是四顾无人的地方。
But I figured that Cain had this murderous the motive to kill his brother before that even happened, because he asked his brother to go alone with him and to a field which is very remote without a lot of people around.
这是个谋杀，他心里有这个意图啊，正好他要到这个四顾无人的地方去把他杀了，这是做坏事没有人看到他打杀他的兄弟的地方。
This is, I think, it's a premeditated murder, because he did have a motive, and he took his brother out to a remote area where not that many people would be able to see what he did to his brother.
可怜啊，可怜！这个第一个生到世上的人把第二个生到世上的人杀了。
How pitiful and tragic that the firstborn in this world killed the secondborn in this world.
圣经对我们这些基督徒有个很好的教训，让我念给您。
Bible has a very good teaching about these in the verses. Let me read them to you.
圣经在约翰一书三章十一到十二节，我们刚刚念过。
In the Bible, First John chapter 3 verse 11 to 12 says,
我们应当彼此相爱，这是你们从起初所听到的命令，不可以像该隐。他是属于那恶者，就是撒旦魔鬼，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他的兄弟？因为他自己的行为是恶的，他的兄弟的行为是善的。
First John chapter 3 verse 11 to 12. For this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. 12. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous.
你看看，圣经里面说了非常清楚，我们不但要不要恨恶人，我们要彼此相爱。起初神就给我们这个命令。
The Bible is very clear in his teaching. Not only that we cannot hate our brothers, we should love one another. And God gave us this command in the very beginning.
可惜，可惜，可惜，我们人只学会爱自己，爱自己家人，绝不去想去爱别人。
But what a pity it is that all of us, that what we know is that we should love ourselves, we should love our family member, relatives, but it's very hard for us to love other people.
所以我们要学着神教导我们，在第一条最的诫命最重要是爱神。尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神。第二条是什么？是爱人如己，要爱旁边的人。
So that we should follow the command of God, which is the first commandment, that love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your will. And then the second one is love your neighbor as yourself.
这是我们基督徒和外邦人不信主的人不一样的地方。
This is something that's different between believers and non-believers.
外邦人走的是该隐的道路，以自己的利益为中心。
The non-believers, they walk the way of Cain. They do everything centering around their own interests.
人家有了，他没有，他就嫉妒。
If they saw or they see something that others have and they don't have,they will become jealous.
人家有了，他没有，他就恨。
If the other people have something that they don't have, they will have hatred.
往往为着自己的好处，站在自己的立场，然后以自己为律法。
Out of their own gain or their own interest, they stand on their own ground and they become a law unto themselves.
各位弟兄，让我们回头来看看。
Let's turn back and look.
神在伊甸园里面定亚当和夏娃罪的时候，他们曾经想推卸责任。
When God proclaimed or declared Adam and Eve's sin in the Garden of Eden, what happened to Adam and Eve is they tried to shift their blames onto each other and onto God.
亚当说：“神啊，这是你所赐给我、给我同居的女人给我吃，是她给我吃的。”夏娃说：“神啊，是那个蛇引诱我，我就吃了。是蛇，是你造的蛇给我吃的。”
Look at the responses of Adam and Eve. Adam said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. The woman said, Eve said, the serpent deceived me and I ate.
但是他们对神基本的态度还是谦卑的。
But their basic attitude toward God was still humble, and then they still had the fear of God.
你看看这个该隐的态度不是这样。
But not so in the case of Cain.
他不但不承认是他的责任，而且表示出傲慢和一种不敬的态度。
Not only did Cain evade the responsibility that God gave him, he was very offensive. He was very, very disrespectful towards God.
所以你看四章九节，耶和华问该隐说：“你的兄弟在哪里呢？”他说：“我不知道。我岂是看守我的兄弟的吗？”
If you read on to Genesis chapter 4, verse 9, then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?"
所以各位弟兄姊妹，该隐又犯了两个一个罪。第一个罪，他明明刚刚杀了他的兄弟亚伯，他说他不知道。
So brothers and sisters, Cain committed two sins over here. The first one is he did murder his brother Abel, but when God approached him, he denied the fact that he murdered his brother.
第二个，该隐对神说：“我岂是看守我的兄弟的吗？”他竟敢对神这样说一个蛮横的话。
And the second one is the way that he talked back to God. "Am I my brother's keeper?" He was very rude, offensive, and insolent toward God.
他暗示他弟兄的生死和他无关，他敢藐视神的诫命，不可以杀人，要爱人。
He kind of hinted that his brother's welfare has nothing to do with him, and he can even defy that God's commandment that you can't, thou shalt not kill.
感谢主，在圣经中对该隐这段说法有一个很好的回答。
Thanks be to God that the Bible does offer a good answer to what Cain was saying to God.
圣经在腓立比书第二章第三到五节说，个人要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，你们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
Philippians, if you read in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 5, the second half of verse 3, rather in humility, value others above yourselves. Verse 4, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Verse 5, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.
各位弟兄，这是另外一条路，这叫属神的道路。
Brothers and sisters, here is another way, and we call God's way.
这个属神道路告诉基督徒我们要彼此相爱。
God's way tells us that brothers and sisters and believers that we should love our neighbor just like ourselves.
你有责任去照顾看守你的兄弟。
You have the responsibility to take care of and to look to the interests of your brothers and sisters.
你有责任去谦谦卑卑的爱你的兄弟。
You have the responsibility to love your brothers and sisters in humility.
不要单顾自己的事和自己的利益。
Do not only focus on your own affairs or look to only your own interests.
也要看顾别人的事和别人的利益。
But you are also to take care of other people's matters and look to the interests of other brothers and sisters.
当然，我们的时间和我们的精力有限，怎么能够顾全所有的人的事和所有人的利益呢？
You say that time is scarce and our energy is limited. So where would we get the time and energy to take care of the interests and affairs of other people?
所以就有一个原则，就是以耶稣基督的心为你的心。
Here is the principle. The Bible says to have the mindset of Christ Jesus.
用耶稣基督的来伟大的慈爱、怜悯、公义去爱人。去帮助人，这就是基督徒生活中伟大的美德。
And to have this greatest love, mercy, and justice that come from only Jesus Christ, use this love, mercy, and justice to love others, and this is the greatest virtue in Christian life.
我认为这就是我们基督徒所讲分别和为圣。
This is what we are called, the Christians, the believers are called to be set apart and holy and sanctified.
如果你在这个世上活着，什么都跟着这个世上的人走的话，你很可悲啊。
If you are in this world and you live with the tide of this world, that's very tragic.
他们讲脏话，你也讲脏话。
When people swear, you swear.
他们欺诈说谎，你也欺诈说谎。
When they take advantage of other people and lie, and you do the same.
他们自私自利，你也自私自利。
When others are selfish, you are no different.
我请问你，我们什么叫为圣？那你何的？你何必要信耶稣基督了？主耶稣给我那么榜样，就是那个谦卑和圣洁的榜样。
Then let me ask you a question. What is set apart? As a believer, you are to be set apart from the world. So where does Jesus Christ come into this equation? As we know, we have to learn from our greatest example, which is Jesus Christ. And his two qualities, virtues, are the holiness
and humbleness.
And humility.
其实我很清楚知道主耶稣就是在世上兴起这些属他的人和世上人不一样。
And I do know, I'm very clear about this, that Jesus Christ wants to raise up a generation of people that's set apart for him and will be different from the people in the world.
世上的万人中，他把我们拣选出来成为教会，那个属神的这些人。
He has chosen us out of the multitude of the world so that we are people of God.
我们属在住在这世上，但是我们不属于这世上。
We do live in this world, but we are not of this world.
因为我们里面有不同的生命。
Because there is a different life that's living in us.
因为我们有不同的目标。
Because we have a different goal.
因为我们知道我们将来要去的是天上。
Because we know the place that we are going, and that is our eternal home in heaven.
各位弟兄姊妹，你千万不要说这个只是假的，痴人说梦，人死以后化到青烟走了，我完全不相信这种。
Brothers and sisters, don't tell me that this is all fake, this is all made up fairy tale, and when people die, it's just a bunch of ashes. I don't believe in this.
但愿我们把神的话语看重他的话语。
Let us value that God's word.
但愿他给我们一条路，叫做神的道路，和该隐的道路是不一样的。
Let us take the way of God, which is different from the way of the world, the way of Cain.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们走了该隐的道路太久了。
Brothers and sisters, we've walked too long on this road, on this way of Cain.
我们要走一条神的道路。
We are to take a different way, and that is the way of God.
该隐的道是人的道路，最后是冲到灭亡。
Cain's way leads to destruction and death.
主耶稣的道路是神的道路，最后给人永生的生命，将他们一个个带进永恒的国度里面去。
The way that Jesus Christ prepared for us, that God's way will lead us to eternal kingdom for those who believe in Him.
最后我们来讲，我们来念一念，就是在创世纪四章二十五到二十六节，我们的读者眼睛一亮，亚当近前的后代出来了，出现了，在历史上出现了。
Let's if you read on to Genesis chapter 4, verse 25 to 26, it brought a ray of hope and light up before our eyes, the eyes of the readers, that there is a righteous or godly descendant from Adam.
我们刚刚念过了。第二十五节、二十六节，亚当有一妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特，意思说神另外给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫他以挪士。这时候人，那时候人在开始求告耶和华的名。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 25 to 26. 25 Adam made love to his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth.Saying, God has granted me another child in place of Abel, since Cain killed him. 26, Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord.
赛特代表是一个崭新的、属神的、走神道路的这个后裔。
Seth symbolizes a fresh offspring or descendant.That's from God. That walks in the way of God.
圣经中记载赛特的地方并不多。
There are not many places that mention the name Seth in the Bible.
但是就说他生那个儿子叫以挪士。
But they did talk about that he gave birth to a son, and the son's name is Enosh.
哦，后来说那时候人才开始求告耶和华的名。
And the Bible says at that time people began to call on the name of the Lord.
显然指人类从以挪士开始纪念神的恩典和祷告，去感谢赞美神了。
It's very evident that in human history, only after or in the time of Enosh did people start to remember God's grace. They started to give thanks and give praises and pray to God.
虽然圣经中讲赛特的地方很少，
although there are not of many places that mention the name Seth in the Bible,
但是圣经以后的篇幅几乎都在讲赛特一个特别的后裔，就是弥赛亚耶稣基督世人的救主。
But we do know after these verses, lots of paragraphs, almost all the paragraphs, are pointing towards one descendant of Seth, and that is our Messiah, Lord Jesus Christ.
记得、啊、人类的历史从主耶稣基督来就改观了。
You do know that starting with the arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ, our human history has been rewritten.
英文说一个 BC, 一个 AD, before Christ.不是 after death 啊，是 anno domini 啊，是一个主前和主后，就从人类就从那个开始就出了一条界限。
According to the language of English, that there is a dividing line in the human history before Jesus' arrival and after Jesus' arrival, which is before Christ and AD.
奇怪，很奇妙的是，就是主耶稣基督。给人类带了特别的从里面来的一个希望，就是我们可以活到永远去。
The most amazing thing that happened in the history is when Jesus Christ arrived, he brought something inside of us that anybody who believes his name can live into eternity.
他替人类打开了一条通天的道路。
He has prepared a way for us to go to heaven.
也是唯一的神的道路。
And that's also the only way that can go to God.
圣经说除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间神没有赐下别的名，人类可以靠着得救。
The Bible says salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
的确如此，最后我们做个结论。
Indeed, let's conclude our message today.
我们走了一辈子该隐的道路。
All our life, we have been walking in the way of Cain.
那个人的道路。
And it's the way of flesh.
为自己的道路。
It's the way that we serve ourselves.
最多为自己家人的道路。
That way we serve our family members.
我们还说人不为己，天诛地灭。
In Chinese proverb, we say, if there's nothing, that there's nothing that, it's not, to not live for oneself is not reasonable.
但是呢，今天耶稣基督来给我们开了一条神的道路。
But today, because of Jesus Christ, He has prepared and opened a way for us that we are able to live in God's way.
信主的人，信耶稣的人，不只有永远的生命。
Those who believe in God, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, not only can they have eternal life.
神也做他每个人个人的救主，叫我们做神的儿女。他是我们的天父。
God Himself promised that He is going to take care of each and every child of His, and He's going to be our Heavenly Father.
他一个一个的把他们带到永恒的国度中。
He took them one by one into the eternal kingdom of God.
各位弟兄姊妹，这很明显的，你要走哪一条路了？
Brothers and sisters, there is a choice, a very clear choice in front of you.
你要选择哪一条路了？
Which way are you going to walk on?
你活了好久都是该隐的道路。
You've lived so long, you've lived in the way of Cain.
你看着人家，你心里有时候不高兴。
You look at others and you are not very happy or jealous.
你心中的罪在打仗。
Your sin is waging war against the law of God inside of you.
今天神的道路就在我们面前。
Today, God has prepared a way, and it's right in front of you.
我打电话给 Teresa， 我说 Teresa， 你给 John 两个来唱一首歌，叫《神的路》，好不好？他说 John 不在。
before preparing for the sermon, I called Teresa and say, if it's possible for her and John to come up and sing a hymn for us, which is God's way.
我念中文，他念英文。神的路我最美善，虽我不明了，为何忧愁试炼常把我环绕？主用各样方法炼我像金晶，故我要顺服信靠，我慈悲父神。神的路最美善，神的路最美好，我愿常依靠他，唯他能引导。
It's like this, God's way is the best way, though I may not see, while sorrows and trials oft gather around me. He ever is seeking my goal to refine, so humbly I trust him, my Savior divine. God's way is the best way, God's way is the right way. I trust him always, he knows the best.
第二节，神的路我最爱。虽他能为他能引导，我为全心全意的投靠他，甜蜜且安好，灾害不能临到，平安无烦恼。我要永远靠主，他至圣至宝。神的路最美善，神的路最美好，我愿常倚靠他，为他能引导。
The second stanza says, God's way is the best way.My path he has planned. I will trust in him always while holding his hand. In shadows or sunshine, he ever is near. With him for every refuge, I never need fear. God's way shall be my way. He knoweth the best. And leaning upon him, sweet, sweet is my rest. No harm can befall me. Safe, safe shall I be. I'll cling to him forever. So precious is he.
如果你要的话，你等等问我，我们印一张给你。
If you are interested in the lyrics, I can give you a copy of the lyrics of God's Way is the Best Way.
如果你们给我两分钟，我讲个小小的故事结束，可不可以？给我两分钟。
Can you give me 2 minutes to finish a short story before I conclude?
我太太常讲，你这两分钟有三分钟、四分钟，千万要两分钟讲完啊。
My wife said your 2 minutes usually longer than 2 minutes, so let me try to finish in 2 minutes.
有一个传道人，一个台湾派到缅甸去佤邦中间宣教士，叫做王继雄。
There's a missionary named Wang Jixiong. He was sent by Taiwan the missionary society to Burma to a place called Wa State.
Wa tribe.
Wa tribe.
在1981年去，他在那10年留在泰国服侍苗人，20年留在缅甸服侍佤邦。
He was sent over on a mission in 1981. For the first 10 years, he served Thailand. He served the people in Miao tribe in Thailand, and for the next 20 years, he served the people in Wa tribe in Burma.
他写了一个短短的一个文章，叫做。像伊甸园般的生活。
He wrote a article that's named a Life as in Paradise.
他说我在台湾太久了，跑到这个佤邦，好像进到伊甸园一样，什么都要开始自己来。他好高兴，好高兴这种感觉。
He said I've been living in Taiwan for too long, so when I first came to a Wa tribe.Everything seems new to me. I have to start everything from scratch. It almost feels like I'm living in the Garden of Eden.
他说这是原始生态的环境。
It's a very primitive kind of life environment for me.
有一段他说我刚刚到山上的时候，有一次要经过一个河，几个老兵就说王老师，你想不想吃鱼啊？
When I first came to the mountain in Wa tribe, we were trying to cross a river.And some of the soldiers asked me, Mr. Wang, are you interested in tasting some fish?
你知道王继雄和我一样都是浙江人，我们浙江人啊，很喜欢吃鱼的啊。所以他说我当然想吃，就问他说你们没有网也没有抓鱼的工具，怎么给我吃鱼啊？
Mr. Wang and I, both of us are from Zhejiang province and we like to eat fish a lot. So he said, I like to eat fish, but you don't have any fishing gears or fishing net.How are you going to get some fish for me?
他们说你想吃我们就有办法了。
They said, if you want to eat fish, if you like to eat fish, we always have means.
好啊，你如果不嫌麻烦的话，我很想吃啊。
He said, if it's not too much a burden, I would like to have some fish.
那个排长一听就叫这个老兵拿了几袋子跑到下游去等那里。
So when the platoon leader heard of Mr. Wang's remark, he sent a few soldiers to the downstream of a river with a few bags.
然后他们就在上游去找那个鱼群的地方。
And the rest of them went to the upstream of the river, and they were trying to search where the fishes are.
一大群的鱼在那里。
They saw a lot of fishes in the upstream of the river.
排长就下命令了。
The leader, the platoon leader said, give the command.
有个兵就把个手榴弹拿出来。
One of the soldiers took out the grenade.
把那个保险栓拉掉，一二三四五，丢到了鱼里面去。
And he pulled out a safety pin, and he counted to three, and just tossed the grenade into the river among the fish.
轰然一声巨响，冲天的水柱涌起又平息以后，这个水面漂浮着许多炸死和炸昏的鱼。
With a loud bang, a loud noise, the water was shot upward in the stream. And then after it quieted down, floating on the top of the river, there were lots of fish that were either killed or knocked unconscious.
真厉害啊，这招蛮厉害的，一下子一个炸弹就把他们炸死了，炸昏了。
I think this is amazing and very productive that one grenade will kill so much fish.
这些漂浮的鱼顺着水流而下，下游的老兵就捡起来放到他的袋中。
These fish which are either killed or made unconscious,they drifted down with the tide, with the current, to downstream. So these soldiers just put these fish in their bags they brought.
可是很稀奇的，居然很多鱼也没有炸死，也没炸昏，他们悠悠然逆流而上游走了。
But what's most amazing thing is there are quite a few fish. There are fish that are neither killed nor made unconscious by the grenade. They actually swam against the tide, against the current.And just escaped leisurely.
王教授说，这个很像今天活在世上的人。
Mr. Wang made an analogy between the fish and the people who are living in the world today.
有的人一辈子跟随着世界的潮流走。
Some of us, for we live in the world, we follow the tide or the current of this world.
人做的事我也做。
Whatever everybody else is doing, I will be doing.
人穿的衣服的样式我也穿。
I will dress like others.
很多坏事我也做。
If they do evil things, I'm also doing it.
很多人被这个世俗的潮流炸昏了头，他用炸昏了头。
Many people were, as Mr. Wang put it, were knocked unconscious by the current or by the trend of this world.
像这个圣经所说的，他们随流失去，他们自己不知道。
Just like what the Bible mentioned, that the people perish with the world without themselves knowing about it.
但是感谢神，基督徒是一个很特殊的一群人。
But thanks be to God that Christians, believers, a very special group of people.
基督徒活在世界的潮流里，是的。
We do live in the current of the world, yes.
可是炸死的很少，炸昏的很多。
But few are killed by this the trend or the current or the tide of the world, but many are knocked unconscious.
还有一些根本没有被这个世界的潮流所引诱、所影响的。
And there are still believers, Christians, who are not in the least, they are not enticed.Were affected by the trend or by the bandwagon of this world.
基督徒是与人不同，因为我们里面有颗爱神和爱人的心。
The difference between the believers and Christians and the non-believers in this world is because inside of us there is a heart that loves God and loves people.
我们的生活中也记得常常真正的去遵行神的话语。
And we always remember.To study and to abide by God's word.
我们去持守里面处于神的那个生命。
And we are to keep by reading and obeying God's word to keep the life that God has given us.
所以我们可以逆流而上。
Therefore, we can swim against the tide or the current.
我们可以不受恶劣的环境所引诱。
And we are not going to be conformed to this world or dictated, by this evil environment.
我们可以回到神的怀中和神的家中。
We can be restored back to God and restored back to His family.
享受神原本给我们的享受。
And enjoy what God has prepared in advance for us to enjoy.
最后我要请你们为我做一个祷告，为我常常祷告。
Can you ask for prayer from you?
我今年四月份、五月份，今年刚刚过去的时候，曾经去过中国的苏州、山东和温州。
I went to this April or around April or May, I went to 苏州、山东 province and 温州。
都是去培训，带领这些基督徒们。
I went and to train up some Christian leadership in those cities.
然后我去台湾，在两个教会里面讲道。
Then I went to Taiwan to preach in two churches.
我今年十月份又要去了。
And I'm going there again in October.
这次去的话，不只是去苏州、山东，还要去缅甸的仰光去主持一个基督教医院的破土典礼。
This time, not only will I go to Suzhou and Shandong, I will also go to a city named Yangguang in Burma, country Burma, and I'm going to be officiating an inauguration ceremony for their newly built hospital in Yangguang.
Rangoon. 人家说你这么老了，你还跑来跑去干什么？
People were saying to me, since you're not young anymore. Why are you running around?
You're young. You're old.
Sir.
但是我感谢神，神一直给我一个好的身体。
But praise God and thanks be to God that He keeps me healthy.
我每次做一件事情，一定好好的读经祷告，说神啊，这个差遣是你差遣我，还是我自己想去
？Every time before I made a decision to go out and preach or to train.I will read the Bible and pray and ask God, Lord, is this from you or is this of my own will?
如果是我想去的话，求你帮我阻止，让我不要去。
Lord, if it is of my own will that I want to go to a certain cities, please stop whatever is in front of me.
如果是神的路要我走这条路的话，我去。
If it is you who sent me, I will go.
求你和我同去。
Lord, may we partner together, and you go with me.
在出埃及记三十三章，摩西说：“神啊，我们和天下的万人有别是什么？岂不是因为你和我们同去同在吗？”
In the book Exodus, chapter 33, what Moses told God is, "Lord, what's the difference between us and the people in the world, the non-believers? Isn't it that everywhere we go, we have your presence, that you will go with us?"
如果神和我同在，神和我同去，我也能够去缅甸，也能够去台湾，也能够去中国，没什么关系。
If God is with us, God is the presence is with us. God go before us and with me. I can go anywhere in the world.
感谢神的带领。
I thank God for His leading and guidance.
我们要清楚知道，我们走的路是在神的路中。
We have to be very clear that the road, the way that we are taking right now, is in the will of God.
怎么知道你走在神的路中
？How do you know if you are walking in the way of God?
你每天不祷告、不读经，怎么知道呢
？Without flipping or reading your Bible, without coming to God in prayers.How can you know that you are walking?
我今天早上起来第一件事说神啊，我起来了，求你带领我去那边，在众人面前做个很明白、清楚的见证。
This morning when I woke up, I prayed to the Lord, Lord, please lead me and lead me to that church. May I give a clear testimony for you?
神啊，我是你的见证人。
Lord, I am your witness.
人不读这个圣经。我们基督徒读圣经。
Others in the world do not have to read the Bible, But we Christians have to read the Bible.
不信主的人是读我们这本圣经。
And the non-believers, the people around you, they read you because you are the Bible to them.
我们就是神的荐信。
We are the recommendation letter from God.
我们就是神的一个见证人。
We are the witness or a testimony for God.
弟兄姐妹，好好的读经祷告，走在神的路上。
Look, dear brothers and sisters, come to God in prayer and spend time in His Word.
不要老是在想自己的东西，想自己就自己作茧自缚，然后患得患失。
Come to God in prayers and spend time in His Word, so we make sure that we are walking in the way of God. And don't spend too much time thinking about your own interests, your own affairs, and that's going to be a bondage to you.
好吧，我们一起来做个祷告结束。
Let's pray to conclude the message.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
主，我们这里所有的基督徒，每个人都是一个神的见证人。
And here, every believer of yours is a witness for God.
但愿我们每个人都是神的见证的踏脚石，不是绊脚石。
May we build the people who are unbelievers around us and not be a stumbling stone for those who are around us.
但愿我们每个人能够把人家带到神的面前，完完全全带到神的面前。
May we bring these unbelievers or you, the people you want to bring into your presence.
但愿我们每走什么路，都是寻求你自己指引和你自己的同在。
May we seek your guidance and leading in every step we take.
以至于我们所作所为都能够荣耀你的名字。
So that whatever we say, whatever we act, will be glorifying to you.
以至于神先喜爱亚伯才看中他的祭物，不喜欢该隐才不喜欢该隐的祭物。
Like what the Bible says, that God looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but did not look with favor on Cain and his offering.
但愿你的话语常常安定在天，也在我们每个人心中做奇妙的工作。
May your word do a wonderful, amazing work in our lives.
也求主，这是让我们看到神的路是最美善，神的路我们最喜欢。
May you make it clear to us. May we see clearly that God's way is the best way, and God's way is the way that I rejoice in.
主，我们为着今天远方那个 Gospel Camp 那些年轻人和他们的带领人祷告。
Lord, we also pray for the youth in the gospel camp on the mountain and their leaders today.
也求主能够保守我们每个人的家庭都能够活在你自己的爱中。
We pray that every the youth and also their family, they will live in your love.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray and we give thanks and praise in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 对不起，我